This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans can expect to get TABOR refunds for the next few years, but the overall payouts are expected to get progressively smaller due to changes in the economy and the state's budget. Still, forecasters say refunds could still reach the hundreds or the thousands for some taxpayers in 2024 through 2026. The state pays TABOR refunds when it collects more taxes than it's allowed to spend. The future of Colorado's Republican Party remains unclear. The state GOP recently selected Dave Williams as its new chair, but CPR's Benta Berklin reports not all Republicans are happy with that choice.
Williams at the helm could have a big impact on how much help the party can give to Republican candidates next year, and also which candidates the party is interested in helping. One thing I'll be looking for is if other groups spring up to represent more moderate Republicans. So I think all of this will have a big impact on statehouse races. And remember, in 2024, Colorado is going to have two very competitive, hard-fought congressional races in the 3rd CD and the 8th CD. One final thing to note on this, though, is that the Republican Party meeting where Williams was selected, I talked to quite a few people, and a lot of them pretty much all were united that they want the party to come together.
CPR's Benta Berklin. Colorado Democrats still choose a party leader in April. You could help a lucky pit bull find a new home this weekend. The Denver Animal Shelter is offering half off on adoption fees as a part of their St. Pity's Day event. It's part of an effort to get the breed adopted. Assessment fees will be free for dogs with current rabies vaccines that are spayed or neutered and have a microchip. This is CPR News and KRCC.